Power98WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yes, time to hit that hashtag. Hashtag no leezy mad. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at no leezy. No leezy mad today has been brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House. Myself, DJ Butterfingers, each and every Friday night we are live and lit inside the White House from 10 to midnight. And admission is just $2 till 11 o'clock. And they got them $2 drink specials on Friday. So pull up. Shout out to Shine Time Management. Shout out to Cheddar Man. Each and every Friday, it goes down at 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard, which is the White House. I hashtag no leezy mad. I am completely disturbed this morning about a video that I saw surface over the last few days. A young lady, a pregnant young lady in the Baytown area of Houston, Texas, was actually shot and killed by a police officer. Yes, an unarmed black pregnant female shot 5 times by a Houston officer. And what disturbs me most about this case is that it's seemingly like, just looking at the video, that the police officer involved in this case followed no protocol. He was out there alone. You're supposed to have backup, as according to police protocol. You're supposed to call for backup. He never did that. And then he initiated an altercation with this woman, saying that she had outstanding warrants, and never told her, you know, one time what she had warrants for, and ended up shooting this pregnant, unarmed black female 5 times, and she lost her life. And the other part of this story is that her and this police officer had numerous encounters. He knew exactly who she was because he lived around her neighborhood, so he saw her all the time. So when he saw her walking, he knew exactly who she was, and her family said that she was suffering from schizophrenia. But at the same time, this officer just completely looked like he just completely murdered this woman on film, on camera, because somebody actually heard the altercation and grabbed their phone and filmed the altercation. That's how we got the video today. It's completely sad. And, you know, I spoke to some folks down there in the Baytown area, in the Houston area. They're planning a lot of protests and a lot of things against the police down there in Houston. But it's just sad, man. And it's just sad to for the family have to watch it over and over because of the video that's circulating around. But this officer was completely out of pocket. And the crazy thing about it, that I mean, we talk about it all the time, but their police chief down there is actually trying to stick up for this officer. It's sad, man. It's sad. I mean, we're starting to see it. We're starting to see it so much that you just become lost for words about it.
This video was very hard for me to watch.
It's crazy. Like,
when I saw it, I was like, wait, what happened? Like, you watch it one time and you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, you watch it in complete shock. You're like, hold on. I'm not seeing what I am seeing.
Right. You could tell she's pregnant in the video.
And
like,
then
it's crazy.
After I watched it again, I was like, I never want to see this.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I got it in one of my group chats the other day. And I was like, they was like, have you seen this? And I was like, what is it? They was just like, watch. And when I watched it, I was like, wow, this is just sad, man. All right, man, hit the hashtag, hashtag no leezy mad, and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag NOLEEZYMAD on my Instagram page at no leezy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
MVP, we got one in the building, man. You know, we bring y'all new, unique, innovative stuff, and this young lady, she's all about that. She got it going on. A lot of y'all playing these kickball tournaments, and she's with, tell them who you with, Miss April.
Hey, I'm April, and I am with Go Kickball in Charlotte here.
Go Kickball. So what made you want to get involved and start something like this?
So I wasn't the originator. Go Kickball actually started out of Atlanta. Whenever I moved up here into Charlotte, I joined this league as a free agent because I didn't know anybody. I just really enjoyed it. I started refereeing in the league, and eventually the opportunity became available for me to buy out the person who was running in Charlotte. Mm. So now I took that over about 2 years ago.
And wow. How many teams do you have involved?
Spring season, we have 74 teams all across Charlotte and Huntersville.
Wow. That's dope. Wow. That's a big league. That's a huge league.
That's a huge
league. We talking about 75. And it's even larger in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Atlanta has, 3,000 plus players per season.
Mm.
And I didn't know how serious kickball was.
Serious, like, serious.
Yeah, they have travel teams. They travel the country and play in different tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
And they win big prizes. I was looking for a kickball team one time just to play like Parks and Rec or something like that. But it's serious. I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah, we have a lot of people that play like on their company team as well. So mm-hmm. it's good for team building. Our Sunday league is a little more mix of social and competitive. Some of our leagues just get straight up competitive. And then you've got, like you said, a lot of teams that put these like powerhouse teams together, travel the country and win a couple grand in prize money if they win the championships.
Mm.
Wow. So if someone is looking to join a kickball team, is it year-round? Is it certain seasons? And how do they go about joining?
Oh, yeah. So you can visit us on gokickball.com/Charlotte. We are year-round. In the winter, because it does get cold outside, we do turn to, like, indoor volleyball and go dodgeball as well.
Mm. Oh, so yeah. Can you come train Beasley Media how to play kickball? Because we just did a kicking it with Cam, and we really sucked, just to put it lightly.
I was there, and I did try to coach third base for y'all at one point to try to get y'all to win.
It was terrible.
I was over there, and I was telling the girl how to hold her hands out to catch the ball. And actually, I need to send it to you. I actually found a photo of her drop down like this. Like I told her, and her mouth is wide open. She was so excited to catch that ball. And,
did she
did not. But that's okay. I have been talking a little bit to some of the Beasley Media people about putting together a summer team this season.
That'll be dope. So we'll get
on
ready
Sundays
for the
up at
Cam.
Bryant Park. Yeah, yeah. Because, I'll be at Kicking It with Cam, and I kind of make the schedule for that, and I help out with that a lot. And, yeah, I can definitely train you guys on Sundays.
Now, you do, how long have you been partnering with Kicking It with Cam?
Since last year. They reached out to me last year, and I held them out with that last year, and then again this year. And now, we're talking about 2020, but we haven't, finalized anything yet, but we are talking about it already.
Yeah.
So, Miss April, before, it is Working Woman Wednesday, and you're a hardworking woman.
I am.
when we have guests that come up, we ask to get information about them. You sent some information. You sent your background story to Burt and shared it with us. And it was an amazing story. Like, I was reading it like, ooh, wow,
right.
Wow.
Right.
And it's a story of perseverance and overcoming some difficulties. Can you talk about that? Because we have a lot of women that are going through hard times and just think that they're not going to be able to make it, but you did it. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you did it?
Yeah, I appreciate that. So growing up, is the first line in my story says, childhood wasn't fun. I wasn't like a typical kid. Both my parents were pretty severe alcoholics. Mm-hmm. I grew up very poor, living, paycheck to paycheck, if there ever was one. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I get a little emotional. So literally built everything I have from the ground up. I moved out at age 15, started nannying for this family that just needed some help. One of was my English teacher from high school, actually. She needed some extra help, so I started nannying for her, put money back. At 22, I opened my own business, which is a drop-in child care center. That's been around now for 13 years.
Wow.
I literally came from nothing. At age 7 years old, I came home from visiting my grandparents, found a note on my door that said there was this church that would pick kids up for church. At age 7, I called that number, gave them my address, and put on my prettiest pageant dress the following Sunday because I didn't know what to wear. I'd never been to church before. So I wore this like frilly white pageant dress with shiny black shoes and frilly socks, and I walked into a church alone at age 7. And I learned that day that that you could be anything you want to be. Like, I met people there that like were just nice to me for no reason, and it was awesome. And so I chose to follow that path instead of the path that I had seen at home. I've been through a lot of stuff in that story. I won't go into too many details, but anything that you can imagine in a Lifetime movie pretty much is in that story.
Wow.
And I did. I overcame it all because I saw that things could be different if I chose a different path.
Mm. Well, how do folks get involved with the kickball? And somebody just sent in the question. They said, do y'all allow food vendors out there?
So Parks and Rec requires, in Charlotte, they require that we use their list of approved vendors.
Okay,
so you can get on that list of approved vendors by emailing Parks and Rec. And then they'll give me a list. For our big events, we do try to reach out to vendors to bring food and stuff like that out.
Okay. And then if what's your email or website?
It is charlotte@gokickball.com. And then gokickball.com/charlotte is our website.
You have a Instagram and Facebook?
We do. Go Kickball Charlotte. If you look that up, you'll find us on both of those.
All right. Thank you, Miss April. We appreciate you this morning.
Yeah,
so Working Woman Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Larry, cut my music off. Turn my music on, Larry.
It's not on the front.
Let me fix my hair. I gotta
which
fix
one?
My...
You're not doing it.
I can't. What happened? All right. There it is. I got it. Thank you, Jessica, for laying my edges. Is my music on? Turn my music on, Larry. There it is. Today is Worship Wednesday.
He need prayer.
Being brought to you by Pastor Real. Why Shark?
Because he keep it
100. I keep it real. Morning, Saints. What I up? Say good morning, Saints.
What up, big dog? What's Jessica. Up, Pastor? What's up, Pastor Real? What's up, big guy?
Sister Jessica, Brother Larry.
What up, big dog?
Brother Shark in the congregation today. I got a word I want to lay down, Larry. I see something going on social media. Everybody's talking about how old they are, and they're naming things that they saw when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you how old I am in Christ. Amen. Say, I am. This old.
In Christ.
Larry, I am. This is my age right here. I don't need no piano. This is all the instrument we had in even on time, God, years old. That's how old I am. I am the only followers you had was in the congregation, years old, Larry. I am wake up on Sunday morning, put on my church shoes, and just walk around the kitchen floor so I can hit a pitty-pat, pitty-pat, pitty-pat on the floor because I like the way it sounded. Pitty-pat, pitty-pat. Did you ever wear church shoes there?
Yes.
Did you ever walk around on a hard floor?
Yes.
So you can hit a what?
Yeah, pitty-pat, pitty-pat.
Jessica, did you have your little crinkly socks with the little...
I did.
And did you walk around on the kitchen floor?
Pity-pat, pity-pat.
So you can't have a pity-pat. Pity-pat. I'm this year's old. I am the pastor is up on the pulpit, but you don't know what he's saying because every word ended in a T when he was talking. He said, Dear Lord! Thank you, God! Amen! Ain't no T in amen, Pastor, but we gonna follow you. That's the years old that I am. Like, I'm sick of seeing it on social media, but I'm gonna bring it around to the realm of the Lord. The doors of the church are now. Amen.
And those from Reverend Stark. Think about it!
What you thought?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey neighbors, this is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, May 15th. All right, remember when I told you all about Cardi B suing a blogger by the name of Latasha K for defamation after she claimed that the blogger lied about her on social media, calling her a drug-using prostitute with herpes? Well, Latasha is striking back with a lawsuit of her own. She's suing Cardi for $1 million, claiming that she lost subscribers and money from sponsors and advertisers. Now, before the lawsuit, Cardi reached out to Latasha to ask that the videos be taken down. Latasha asked Cardi to do an interview in order to clear up the whole beef. However, Cardi denied that request, as she should have. Bad news for one half of the City Girls. JT filed documents requesting early release and placement in a halfway house. Unfortunately, the judge denied her request. But there is some good news. The judge said no because he wants the Bureau of Prisons to make that decision. So there is still a chance that JT might get out a little bit early. JT is currently serving a 24-month prison sentence for charges related to felony identity theft. Megan Thee Stallion fans, the wait is almost over. The Houston rapper will be dropping her debut album, Fever, this Friday. But while we wait, Megan gave us a look at the album cover and track list. The album will have 14 tracks and only two features, one from Juicy J and the other one from Charlotte's very own DaBaby. You want to check out the picture of the album cover and the track list? I have it waiting for you on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica in my Instagram story. It's Beyonce season, according to Nielsen. Her live concert video Homecoming drew 1.1 million U.S. viewers when it premiered on April 17th. Homecoming boasted an audience of 55% over the first 7 days, which is more than any other Netflix film or series to date. The second one was Bird Box with 24%. Beyonce actually has two more Netflix specials on the way. Tiffany Haddish has secured another bag in Hollywood. The comedian and actress is set to executive produce and host the revival of ABC's show, Kids Say the Darndest Things. This show was previously hosted by Bill Cosby. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And y'all know what time it is. It's time for that 7:40 question of the morning. This morning we are talking about, is dinner a gift? Is dinner a gift? You know, Mother's Day just passed, your birthday, Valentine's Day. Is dinner a gift? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, man, we're talking about, is dinner a gift? Woo! But you know, for me, I'm gonna just go ahead and say this. First of all, if you want to comment on this, you leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. Is dinner a gift? I'm gonna say anything over $100 that I pay for is a gift. I'm gonna just go and say that. So listen, if Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, your birthday, if we go out to eat and it's over $100, that's your gift. So if you get something else, then just consider that extra, because this dinner was a gift. To me, dinner is a gift. What about you, Ms. Jessica?
Okay, so I would say no, dinner is not a gift unless it is, there's some type of experience around it. Like if you've rented out the entire restaurant, you've got a special
room.
Listen to what I am saying. Might not do it, but I'm saying if we're just going out to eat, no, for a special occasion, no, I wouldn't consider that a gift. When I celebrate the guy for his birthday or when he celebrates me, we always go get something to eat. That's just a part of what we do, but we also follow it up with gifts. The dinner is just never.
That's an extra gift. If you have other gifts.
At the end of the day, I'm going to eat. I got to eat. But
you don't eat Fleming's 20-ounce ribeye at the damn house.
Exactly. You don't eat that Applebee's. I say it's got to be over a certain price.
Okay, so you all are looking at it as that's the gift that you all are giving. Are you all cool with your gift being dinner?
If it's a nice dinner, yes.
If it's a nice, if it's like a regular restaurant, not. But if it's like
TGI Fridays, ain't no dinner.
Right,
no
like
gift.
If it's like a
which
Fleming's,
is what I'm saying. If it's a nice Frisco, type of different experience, then yeah.
If you got to dress up and go eat, that's a damn gift.
That's a gift.
That's fine for a gift.
If the restaurant got a dress code, that's a damn gift. My wife texted me before you even got the question out, Larry. Damn.
And said what?
No dinner ain't no damn gift.
Yes, it is. Stesha, I'm calling your name. Stesha on Zap, it is a gift.
Stesha, you better start planning for dinner.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you take me somewhere and you spend over $100, I'll take that as a gift.
I will take that as a gift.
That's what I'm saying. It is the experience. It's a nice, different type of dining experience.
And the dinner gift even come with a gift sometimes. Because if you at the right restaurant, the whole staff going to come sing happy birthday to your ass. That's a whole nother gift. And they might give you a sundae with some ice cream and some cake.
But what
that's
if it,
three
what,
gifts.
What if it's not your birthday?
I mean, you can lie and say it is.
Yeah, I do.
Do
that
you
all the time.
Want the gift of dinner?
If it's a nice dinner,
it's got to be
a nice presentation.
Yeah, that's what you would want. You're like, give me the gift of dinner tonight.
Yeah, if you're gonna spend, like you said, it depends on the experience.
I'm thinking dinner.
Let's see. I don't know, fresh salmon.
Yeah,
shut
maybe
up.
Some dinner.
But listen, if you spending $200 on this dinner and you paying the whole bill, I appreciate that.
Okay, of course. If you're talking about $100, $200, yes, Larry. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about no regular dinner. He didn't take her to no regular dinner spot.
Hell no. We went up in the place, first of all.
Time out. This is a personal story.
Yeah, you damn right, it's personal. We ain't going to no regular spot, Justin.
Everything Burpee said is personal.
The light was dim.
Normally, when we discuss personal things, we know the story beforehand. I didn't know the story beforehand.
And yeah, it's personal.
Burpee said it in the chat. You know it's personal.
Actually, it was her being petty because she said, y'all can ask this for the 740 question.
Stesha, that's a gift.
$100. The lights was dim. I was in there squinting and looking at the damn menu.
The car and a nice atmosphere. That's dinner. That's a gift.
What was this for? What was it?
Mother's
gift
Day. Just for Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And you took her out to dinner.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Stesha the pipe.
But you know what? I'm not a mother, so
yeah. Tell her calm down. Not only did I take her to Fleming's, but I took two of our children. I couldn't take all three.
Show is No Limit Larry. And the Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can figure myself. I call my family to give me some help.
Yes, indeed. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It is a We Family Wednesday, and we got some of our family members in the building. Who we got, Ms. Jessica?
Of course, we are trying to make sure that you have someplace safe for your kids to go this summer, children and teens. So we have Ms. Jessica Davis here, good morning, representing Court Camp.
Yeah.
And we also have Mr. Tyson Bates here representing Successful Start Learning Academy. And they both have some great programs that are going on this summer. Jessica, let's start with you. What's up with Court Camp?
Court Camp is 4 week-long sessions at the courthouse for teens between the ages of 14 and 18. We are exposing them to all different aspects of the court system. They go on field trips. They hear from our clerk of court. They have lunch with our judges. And they present their very own mock trial on Friday in front of a district court judge. And the kids prepare it throughout the week. So it's really, really cool to see in action.
Wow. Mm.
So do they during this court camp, do they learn certain laws and things as well like that?
So it's more of an exploration with different careers in the court system. Mm-hmm. We do talk about some laws. The case that they work on is a criminal court case.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's usually a homicide. It's usually a murder that the kids are trying. But they get to interact with the DA, the public defender, corporate attorneys. We'll have some mediators coming in, court reporters, people that you don't necessarily see or know about. So it's really exposing our teens to different careers in the court system. Everybody says, I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a judge. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of other people that go into making sure our courts run efficiently.
Now, when the kids are given these mock trials, is there something specific that you all are looking at? Or even if there is a judge there, is there something specific that they're looking for from the kids?
Absolutely. So I'm looking at public speaking. I'm with the kids every day preparing for this trial. I mean, they get a case. It's probably 100 plus pages. They're looking at witness statements. They're coming up with their questions. I'm cross-examining, openings, directs, closing statements. So I'm looking at presentation, looking at the way they're analyzing the facts of the case, and just, you know, putting together a solid trial to help their client or the state.
And when you do these mock trials, it's not only the kids aren't only doing the lawyers, being the lawyers. They're being every job in the court system.
Absolutely. So they're the bailiff. They're the attorneys. They're the witnesses. So you've got some kids that come in and they'll dress up. And, you know, if somebody's playing a mechanic, they'll come in a mechanic suit. And it's really, I mean, it's theater, but it's also learning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What is the age group for the court camp?
Ages 14 to 18. So we're looking at like 8th grade to mm-hmm. seniors. I've had some kids come in that have already graduated high school and they're looking to do something before they go off to college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So parents that are out there listening, this camp is for what type of kid?
Any kid. So if your child has an interest in the courts, in being an attorney, even if your kid does not know what they want to do, but you want them to go on our field trip to the jail. This camp is for your kids. It's for all kids. I am looking for, you know, kids that are looking to do something this summer besides just sitting at home watching TV or on social media.
No doubt. Also in the building this morning, we got Successful Start Learning. My man, Ty in the building. What's up with you, man?
What's going on, bro?
Hi, Tyson.
My daughter called him Mr. Tyson.
Yeah. And it's Tyson's birthday today.
Happy birthday, big dog. Mr. Tyson in the building. My daughter called him Mr. Tyson.
Happy birthday. No, just
So talk to us about Successful Start Learning.
Successful Start Learning Center, we're a child enrichment center that's been in operation for almost 15 years now. My wife and I were both school teachers, and we decided that we wanted to do more for our community. So 14 years ago, we walked away from our jobs as educators to create community impact. This will be our 14th annual camp. Initially, we started out with about 15 kids. And, every year once we start doing our promotion, starting now, this is the first step in promoting for the summer. We always fill up really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal was to provide affordable care for children in our community, but also expose them to the kingdom and bring out the gifts and attributes that God has instilled in them. So each week we have a theme in our camp. And within that theme for the week, we also have clubs. And one example, and I'll give out the information for our Facebook page, but one example, we want to expose kids to things outside of the cultural norm. So we've taken probably like 100 kids horseback riding every week.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have like a music production club. We have culinary arts. We have a STEM program. Quite often a parent will come to us and as Jessica said, we don't want kids sitting at home or playing video games. So we want to make sure that whatever skills that they have, we're able to reinforce those.
Mm-hmm.
This past summer, well, as you guys know, Larry and Jessica are aware, over the last 5 years, we've taken 120 kids outside of the country. And, you know, Jessica and I always laugh. We call it our big field trip. But we do that to expose children just to a different environment. Quite often, you can aspire for something that you've never seen or been exposed to. So starting a conversation is important.
Yeah.
My camp is only $45 a week, providing lunch and breakfast as well. So, you know, it's just...
Family. It's family over there at Successful Start.
It definitely is.
So we're going to be talking, chatting more with Jessica and Tyson. Parents, if you're out there and you're still looking for something for your kids to do this summer, here are some great opportunities for them. And if you got questions, get on the phone, 570-WPG. We'd love to hear from you.
No limit,
y'all know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We Family Wednesday being brought to you by the Chill Wine Festival going down this Saturday from noon. We'll be hanging out at 12 noon. It's the third annual Chill Wine Festival taking place in downtown Salisbury. Bring the whole family out for a good time. For more details, log on to power98fm.com. Speaking of the family having a good time, they can have a good time this summer.
Yes, we've got some opportunities for your kids, your teenagers. A lot of times we think teenagers are cool during this summer. We can leave them at home. They need their break. No, teens definitely need to be engaged in some type of programming so that they can just stay busy this summer and enjoy their summer. We've got two great programs. Jessica Davis is here with Court Camp, and we have Tyson Bates here with the Successful Start Learning Center. They're talking about their wonderful program. So, Jess, how do people get in contact with you about enrolling their kids in Court Camp?
So we have extended the deadline for Court Camp applications to May 31st. All they need to do is give me a call, 704-686-0268, or they can go on Facebook.
You got to say it one more time for black people. Okay. You know black people are slow.
What she saying? No one, no less.
Okay, 704-686-0268. Mm-hmm. That is my voicemail. So you can call me. Of course, I'm not going to answer right now because I'm here, but give me a call and we can talk through the process. The application is available online as well. If you go to nccourts.gov and just search Court Camp. So that's the, you know, the state court website, nccourts with an S.gov, and search for Court Camp. And you'll find all the information.
Let's be completely transparent. A lot of our folk don't sign up for this. And why do you think that is? Because I mean, we need to know the court system.
Absolutely. I think it's twofold. I think one is they just don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you know, when you talk about the courts, I've had a lot of kids that I've talked to over the last couple of weeks that just say, the system is rigged.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to court camp. I don't like police. You know, they'll say things like that to me, and I'm like, well, that's why you need to come to court camp.
Exactly.
One of the things that we're incorporating this year is Race Matters for Juvenile Justice. It's a program started by our clerk of court and some other judicial officials, and we're going to be looking at implicit bias in our court system and what that looks like and how it translates to the community and to the different interactions that our teens have with the court system.
Implicit bias. Give us the meaning behind it. Some people are like,
big college
Jessica Davis, what you say?
That was French to me. Implicit bias.
So implicit biases are basically things that you have in your mind that you don't really know where it came from. It's almost like you're born with it. So, for example, you know, you hear the stories about the little lady getting in the elevator, and it's a big, tall black man, and she grabs a purse.
Mm.
Why does she do that? Mm. It's an implicit bias, regardless of the fact that the big, tall black man is Michael Jordan, right? Mm. It's the implicit bias. And we all know, looking at what's happening in our society, people have biases. I have biases. You have biases.
No doubt.
If we recognize those biases and we recognize how they manifest into our interactions, especially with our court system, we can start to unravel all of the different issues that we have.
And the thing about it is, the more of us that we get that work in the court system,
absolutely,
that's how you begin to invoke change.
Absolutely.
So,
and also, it's a great time to start having those conversations. You don't want to have those conversations when it's too late. Mm-hmm. We're already involved in the court system, or we're older. Mm-hmm. You want to start having these conversations with kids when they're young.
Exactly. And so this is the 11th year for Court Camp, and this is the first year that we'll have RMJJ incorporated into each session that we have. So I'm really looking forward to starting that conversation with our young people.
And also giving some kids some exposure. And I can speak to this program. I've actually had a little one in this program. Larry, his little one, has had a child in this program. Jessica Davis has had a child in this program. Successful Start Learning Academy.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about that program.
I also want to add, and I forgot to mention earlier, we are expanding our program for teens this summer. We've always had teenagers, but we've set aside a special curriculum for our teenage boys and girls, aside from all the other children that we service. And part of the reason is the kids in our community, not just our community, most child enrichment centers, even the YMCA, they cut them off at 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it leaves parents, you have a dilemma. Do you leave them at home by themselves when they're really not mature enough to, you know, handle really life situations? If someone breaks in or the house catches on fire or if their friends want to come over. You know, so we expanded our program just to meet that need as well. Also, again, our real objective is to create change in our community and impact kids in a positive manner. We can be reached at 704-287-7993.
One more time,
Larry.
Yeah, yeah.
For the people in the back.
704-287-7993. Relaunching our website. You can also find us on Facebook at Successful Start Learning Center on Facebook right now. We have a lot of images up there where you can see trips out of the country and other things that we're, you know, we've done in the past.
And I'll have information about both of these programs up on my Instagram page at Hey Miss Jessica, so that you can get in contact with both of them.
I appreciate y'all being here this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Such great programs for the
summer. JCSU.
That's what I'm talking about. HBCUs all up in here, baby.
Bye, baby.
And
wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.